Without the testimony of Jesus Christ and his apostles and the testimony of the prophets in the Bible, it would be very difficult to believe in an invisible God. You see, it's easier for us to believe in something we can touch, something we can see, something that we can connect with our senses. So what happens is, without the testimony of Jesus Christ, people began to worship man, even idolatry. That is worshiping what man made, worshiping what has been created by a craftsman, an image of a deity. But idolatry goes way beyond that. Idolatry is the worship of man, what he makes, the imagination of man, the thinking of man. And so instead of worshiping God, we worship what man thinks, what man makes. But those who believe in Jesus believe in the invisible God, the God who lives outside of this present world, that he created this world. He created this reality in which we are living. And God exists outside of that reality, but he's near to every place within the reality he has created. I like to say God lives just on the other side of everywhere. But it would be hard to believe in a God like that without the testimony of Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said, Romans 1, verse 16 down to verse 23. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. You see, we worship God, the invisible God, who has been revealed in that which was seen, that is Jesus Christ. And you know, that's where wisdom comes from. Because we acknowledge that God is the creator of the world, we understand how everything came together. We understand how it works, and we have hope. Hope is not in the things that men make, in the idols that they fashion, or in the imaginations of their heart, or in the thinking of their mind, or their philosophy, because they only know what they think up and what they do. But we know the invisible God through Jesus Christ, and today we walk with him with integrity and with love. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have revealed yourself in Jesus Christ, and in the books of the Bible, that we understand that you are invisible God, but we understand you're there by the things that you have made and the things that you have done. And by the testimony of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, I just give you praise today. Help me to walk in that confidence of that wonderful wisdom. And don't let me be sidetracked by what people make or do or think or tell us to believe. In Jesus' name, amen.